Thank you, Father.
Come up the steps of Zion. Cody, come over here next to me. I want to do this like we do it at the house so I can just feel like we're just rolling. Father, we thank you. We come up the steps of Zion. We ascend into your temple. We see you as a living doorway. And today we step into the grace. We step through the pillars. We are aware that we are standing this day in the throne of grace, in the pavilion of grace. As we walk upon this carpet of red, we are all washed in the everlasting covenant, washed in the blood. Every step we take, we are freely justified by grace. We are abundantly pardoned. I want you to stand before his throne in full surrender. I want you to just, by faith, walk into the Jordan. Take off the old man. See yourself passing through that Jordan into the promised land. See the circumcision of Egypt. See the circumcision of Adam. See all the old man falling off. See him separating. See that you have been separated as a new creation. I want you to stand this day as a new creation before his glorious throne of grace. This is a very important part, and you have to obtain it to move freely. We see you opening the train of your robe to us. Today we step into the new robe that you have given. Today we step in to your righteousness. I'm going to put your hand over your heart. Say, I am this day the righteousness of God in Christ. Say, I am found in you this day. I'm found in the righteousness. Step out of yours. Step into his glorious robe. See the clean robe. See the crown of righteousness. See the encompassing shield of glory coming around you. See that you're white as snow. Say, I am white as snow. Now, I want you to do this. I want you to go stand in the heavenly court. You'll see it. Just stand there. Lord, today I wear your righteousness. Today, there is no condemning sentence that can be arrayed against me. Today, I do not stand in mine own self. I do not stand in my own righteousness. I stand in your exceeding great shield. Today, I am justified by the grace of God. By faith in the grace you have given, I stand justified. I stand abundantly pardoned. See the pardoning. See the separation of all iniquity as far as the east is from the west. See, the sin and iniquity has been fully erased. When you stand before the Father, he sees you in Christ. You've entered into the first level. We are joined into you, Lord, in the Father. Now we ascend into the Father of lights today. We ascend into you, Father, freely. We are the sons and daughters of our Father. We run to you, Father. We run to your glory. Today we have been reconciled. Today you love us with an everlasting love. We have been joined in union with you. As we are in the Son, he is in you. Today we gnosko know that we are in you, Lord, and you are in the Father. Today, Father, you clothe us with an everlasting love. Today you clothe us with an everlasting grace. Today you love us with an everlasting love. See robes coming out of the Father. Every good gift and every perfect gift coming out of the Father of Lights. See a robe of security. See confidence coming out from the Father, being clothed in confidence. See glory, one wave after another, coming out from the Father. See grace, the manifold grace coming out from the Father of Lights. Today you clothe us in security. Today you clothe us in honor. Today you clothe us in glory. You clothe us in your great love. You clothe us in your fullness, Father. You clothe us in the everlasting love. You clothe us today in an everlasting grace, confidence, assurance. Assurance. You are the Father of Lights. We give our spirit to you, Father. Grant us today a full revelation of light. Grant us today the eyes of our heart to be flooded with what already been given. Grant the eyes of our heart to see Christ in all of his glory. To see this King of glory. Grant us dunamis for the high places, Father. Dunamis, creative power to stand, this, to venture, to traverse into the high places. Father, we thank you. You've already made the way. We've already been raised together. We've already been joined together. Today, you've set an open door for us. And today, we ascend into the steps of Zion. We ascend into the throne room of the dispensation. Just go with it. Let yourself go. Just go with what you see right now. See those steps as you're ascending in to the throne room of the dispensation of the crown. See the angelic host that align those stairwells. See the robes as our sisters saw. See that armor. See that crown. See the glorious one that wears it. As John saw him with feet burning as brass, with eyes as shining like the glory of the sun. We come into the realm of your glory, Lord. We come in to stand. Who is this King of glory that we stand before you? Who is this King of glory, the Lord, mighty in battle, strong and mighty? He is the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. We see you today as the Father's appointed heir, for he has appointed you heir of all things. We see you this day as the recipient heir of all the inheritances, blessings of Abraham. We see the crown of Mount Hebron that you inherited, for I will bring a seed out of Judah, out of Jacob, out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. You inherited Mount Hebron, the mountain where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was born, were birthed, the mountain where they were laid to rest, where Sarah and all of the patriarchs were buried. That inheritance was buried into that mountain. I see that inheritance at the time where the 12 spies came in to Mount Hebron, and that fruit was bearing fruit the size of giants. I see the occupation where they were all driven out by Caleb after 45 years of faith. He inherited the mountain. I see Dave was crowned in the glorious Mount Hebron. And you multiplied him from 600 men to 348,000. I see, Lord, Solomon inherited the crown. I see Dave receive the ark out from the land of Shiloh. I see he finally brought it into Jerusalem and he joined the ark and the crown together. And I see he put down all of Mammon, even Solomon attested to it. There is neither evil occurrence or adversary anywhere in my kingdom. I see he gave the crown to Solomon, the wealth of the crown to Solomon. I see he laid up 7.5 million pounds of gold personally. I see the silver in Solomon's day was like stones that counted for nothing. I see the glory that came over them under a covenant shadow of what we will walk in. I see Solomon and all of the glory would ascend into your manifest presence that you have come down. The Father had come down. I see the kings and queens that would come from all over the world. Falling in the midst of the glory, converting in the midst of the glory as the Queen of Sheba did. I see the commerce and the worship and the arts and the poetry. I see it was a renaissance of glory. Heavenly, divine government had come down into the earth, all manifested from Mount Hebron. The Father, the ark had joined with the crown. I see that you, Lord, were promised to sit upon the throne, and that upon your resurrection, Acts 2 said it was speaking of your resurrection. In Daniel 7, you ascended before the Ancient of Days. There was given you a kingdom, a glory, and an awesome dominion. I see that you reassigned and you retrieved all that the Father planted, all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Caleb, David, Solomon, all the law and the prophets. You received the throne of David into the heavens. You received the crown of David. You received the house of David. How could you open the house if you did not sit there? For the key of the house of David is upon your shoulders. And the increase of this government and peace, there is no end. For you receive the crown. And yet the Father had greater purpose. He perfected the crown. You received the manah of wisdom's table. Yet the Father perfected it, granting you 7 eyes of omnipresent omniscience, granting you the 7 horns of omnipotent dominion, kingly rule, the perfection of kingly dominion. He granted you the 7 inheritances, a power worthy as the Lamb that received power, generational wealth, omnipresent, omniscient wisdom, strength and might, honor and glory when you ascended in Hebrews 2. When you were brought out of the depths of hell, there was given you honor and glory as the appointed heir, as the king that was set up on the holy hill of Zion. All the blessings in heavenly places are yours. As you inherited it, all things, all power in heaven and earth are yours. I will set my king on the holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Thou art my heir. Ask of me the nations and the uttermost parts of the earth. You inherited the great harvest of the last days. You inherited all nations, where the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and our generation. You inherited all these things. You sit as the Lord of the host of the angelic armies of heaven. I see the chariots of fire that surround your throne. 10,000 times 10,000. I see the great warrior angels and the ministering flames of fire that cause the wheels of your throne to be like a flaming wheel. I see the glorious angels ready for the ascension and descension upon this generation. I see the sons of God being ready now, being readied and prepared to walk up and down in your name. I see that you've inherited the Father, him that was and is to come. For the glory of the Father is with you. The whole weight of the Father's house is upon you. The full manifestation of the Father, all of his operations, all of his glory, all of his power, him that was and is to come, the gateways to venture and to future endeavors, all the creative thoughts of the Father are with you for this generation. All the divine design of the Father is with you. You stand in the Father. The Father is in you. Today we are joint heir. Get ready, everyone. Stand before his throne now. All that you have just seen, all that you have just spoken, all that you have just acknowledged, you have been made joint heir. You have already been raised together. You have already been made to sit together. Today we step in as we receive. You have given this king his heart's desire, and not withholding the request of my lips. For you've come out in this realm to set the crown of pure glory upon us. Today we see the great seven spirits of God that are with you. Today we enter into the realm of the seven spirits of God. We enter into the realm of the crown. We enter into the realm of the glory of the crown. We enter into the realm of the angelic host, the realm of the Father. We are joint heirs. We enter in glory and majesty you have laid upon us as we join with you now. As your glory you have already given to us. As Father, I am in you and they are in me, you said. We join with you now. We join into the finished work. We join into the inheritances. We join with the voices of 10,000 times 10,000 of angels. We join into the Father in all of his glory. We join into the crown and all of its operations and all of its history. We join and sit down with you into the throne of David, the house of David, the glory of David's house that you sit upon in a perfected state. Today the kings and priests will reign in the earth. Today we are clothed in battle array. We are clothed in heavenly armor. We are clothed in kingly glory. But who is this King of glory now standing, dressed in battle armor, ready to assume your great authority in the nations? This is the day of the manifested sons of God. This is the hour of joint heirs, the generation that would come and obtain, that would seek your face and obtain all that was in you, all that you have possessed, all that you sitteth king forever. For you are this day the King of glory. Now feel that glory all around you now. Receive as the King of glory stepping into you. I am in you and you are in me. I am in you and you are in me. And all of your glory and all of your government, all of your power, all of your inheritance, all of your wisdom, all of your might, all of your dominion, All of the Father is with you. Father, grant us to see the full revelation of the King of Glory as we receive all that we see. We receive this King of Glory ready to take his possessions in the earth, ready to receive his harvest, ready to anoint the kings and priests in the earth, to raise his army up, to stand with us in the earth, as you had said that you would come and be a wall of fire around about us in the earth, and glory in our midst. Three times in three verses you said you would come and be the glory in our midst. You said the Father would love us. You said we would pray to you. You said the Father would give it. We ask today, Father, for this King of Glory and all that he is to be with us in the earth, to join with us in a perfected oneness, and all that he has here in the heavenlies would come down and be transferred into the earth. We ask for something, Father, that has already been given. My glory I have given to thee, as you are with me and the Father. My Father and I will be with you. You promised the abode of the Father to be with us in the earth. You promised a wall of fire that you would sit king. We know you stand in the earth with the olive trees. What be these two olive trees? This be the two anointed ones that stand with the Lord of the whole earth. You're already there. We're the generation to bring you in. We're the generation to bring the throne in. The throne that you will sit upon for 1,000 years. The generation to usher in the crown and the house, for you have the key. And this day you open the house again. The treasuries, the glory, the poetic arts, the end time right hand worship, the full revelation of this King of Glory walking in the land, anointing the giant, for the giant has stood up. The silver glory is beginning to flow. This giant, this silver glory will be sent out into all nations. We've come to receive the great seven spirits of God that will be poured out into all the earth. We've come to receive the operation of him that holdeth the plumb line, our Zerubbabel Christ. Not by our might, not by our power. You will bring out the final crowning stone, the final crown. The whole earth will see you this time. They will see your majestic glory as your bride will stand with you in all of your glory in this last hour. You now, we stand over the cylinders. We stand over the flames. We stand over the crown. You have given us, crowned us with glory and honor. We are the king. Now at this point, you move out in front. You go ahead, stand out in the banah. You move out in front in the perambulation. See that I have given you the land. As I come down now and stand in the midst of Jericho, I see the crown has encompassed this city. I see you have given us the king, the mighty men, and all the treasuries of this cornerstone stronghold of the promised land. I see the defense of this walled city has already parted. I see the angelic flames of fire and the chariot horsemen now are surrounding as you've sent the armed warriors out in front. I see the dismantling of every principle principality, power, and all second heaven interference. I see the dismantling. Everything within the perimeter of this crown has been given to us for an inheritance. I see the ministering flames of fire, the cylinder of glory that reaches up into the heavens. I see you have come down, and the priest, the seven eyes of the Lord, blowing the trumpet horns, the seven trumpets that are in the crown. I see the mighty seven spirits of God have come down in the form of the crown to take the possession of the promised land. I see you, Lord of hosts, of the angelic armies of heaven. I see you granting all of the assignments. I see the Father of lights, him that was and is to come, the one Peter walked into, James and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. I see him that was and is to come, the one that Abraham stepped into and finished his course that day. Everything was completed. I see the one who grants us access to his own self, the one who inhabited the eternity. I see you, Father, filling up the entire cylinder. For you have granted us cities and homes to the which we didst not build. You have granted us vineyards and olive trees we did not plant. What be these two olive trees that I see that have grown up into the heavens, dripping with a golden oil, ready to be harvested through the spiritual algorithm given by the Father? I see these two olive trees, and their pipes have been divinely connected to the bowl of my spirit as I stand. Lord, this is your bowl. These are your trees now, for you stand with me as the King of glory. And out from this bowl shall proceed the wealth of the nations, for I am a king, priest of the Lord. I am a minister of my God, and I am now this day being fed with the treasures of the nations. You extend the peace to me like a river from these olive trees, and the wealth of the nation like a flooding stream. My eyes do shine with joy, and my heart is filled with a thrill, for the merchants from around this nation are flowing unto me, bringing unto me the wealth of many lands, flowing through this divine glorious oil. I see my gates have been opened day and night. They shall no longer be shut, that men may bring unto me through the olive trees the wealth of the nations pouring through these fields. For suddenly I see I'm no longer standing in this arena. I see time has been leveled and collapsing. I see the manifested glory of him that was and is to come, filling the entire cylinder, granting me the authority of 7 days of light, where the light of this moon city Jericho will now become the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be as 7 days, and you bindeth up the breach of your people, and you healeth the stroke of their wound. I see, just as the sun stood still in the valley of Ajalon for Joshua, sun, stand thou still, there'll be no night. There'll be no darkness within the midst of this circle. I have been given capacity to walk with him that is to come, to walk with the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. For you do you not call a nation from its beginning? Before it ever comes to pass, you have shown the end from the beginning. You have declared it and shown it. Before it came to pass, you spoke it from where you are. Before the fields gave up their great harvest of generational inheritance, you spoke the end. You showed the end. You granted the capacity to traverse with you into the end, to walk out into the realm of your glory. I see the manifestation of that day, for there's no night. I see the capacity to stand beyond time, for which mammon was bound to. All of time has collapsed. You moved a boat through time, and 12 disciples, immediately they were the other side of the sea. You have been given divine authority over all time. This same King of glory stands with me in the midst of this cylinder. For you have already given. Now I could, at this point, go further. I could walk out into the harvest. I could walk out, which I do, and what that looks like. I could walk out into the new church, the new media facilities. I could walk out into the blessing of generational inheritance and live out in that arena. It's already been shown. It's already been given. I've already walked it, seen it, dwelt in it, laughed, wept, joyed, encountered, experienced. The more you do it, the greater it becomes. It fills up with light. The transference of the kingdom is already taking place. All of the realm we're walking in is the Father's creative thoughts for us. You must find His creative thoughts for your life and let Him paint a new day for you. For this is the day the Lord maketh. It is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. It is a stone which the builders rejected in the early church will come out as the chief crowning stone in the last days. Save now and send now the prosperity of nations, for the nations will shake again as the manifested sons of God will take their rightful place in the realm of dominion, of wealth, dominion of life, dominion of health and divine healing. The sons of God will stand over every gate and have the dominion. All this has already been in the Father. As it is released to you, you see. You don't wait for Him to come and manifest. You go out into your promise, perambulate, walk out into it. You are the temple of the living God. If God has said, I will dwell in them and then I will walk in them. He will perambulate. He will traverse with you into your future position. He's already shown to many of you by way of prophecies and dreams. Go into the dream. Go into the prophecy. See it. Speak it. See that I have given this. Joshua had to see that before he walked out on that field. You see it, you walk in it, receive it. With your mouth, you speak it. As you speak it, it will begin to paint a new reality, a heavenly truth. And your circumstances will grow strangely dim. This is the day of the joint heirs, saith the Lord, a day I have waited far longer than you have to see the manifestation of the sons of God, a generation to walk up and down in my name and to and fro. I will teach you how to walk to and fro in the midst of your crowns. I'll teach you how to expand the crowns. I will come and dwell with you and be with you in the crown. It is your faith that brings me. It is your faith that establishes me. It is your faith that releases all that is in heaven into the earth. Mariarim, these mysteries are now being known and made known. I will grant you the light, but this one thing I ask of thee. Your focus, your faith and the doing of these things. For if you will do it, I will help you. If you will be attentive to this operation, I will forge and form it. I will give you fields. I will give you homes, cities that you didst not build. I'll give you vineyards and olive yards. I'll cause you to freely reap where people labor their whole life. I'll freely give you, for the times are changing, saith the Lord. The manna is shifting now. It will be drying up for many across the land. It is not a day of manna. It is a day of inheritance. It is a day where you must learn to reap from the promised land. I have already given it. You must learn how to enter in, receive it, apprehend it, and walk in it. I will make you renowned in the earth, saith the Lord. I will give you what all those who went before you received. It's all with me. I have every inheritance. It's all with me. There's nothing that I do not have. The very lampstand that is burning before the throne of the Father has already received the mandate for the last days. I have the mandate. I have the Father's plan. You are not alone. You are not going to do this alone. I will join with you as your faith will grow more and more. You'll know and be aware of what already has been given, and then it will begin manifesting upon the limbs. The days of the suddenlies will begin again. The days of astonishment. You will be astonished as Peter was at the catch, but you will know how it came. You are first fruits of many to come. Stay in alignment. Grow in these things. And you will teach many, and all of their fruit will be upon your account. For many will see the fruit and ask, how do you do these things? To thee I have given to understand the mysteries, the last day plumb line, the mysteries of the crown that were hidden in my word, but now will be made open. Stay with me. Keep my words in all places, and you will see demonstration. You will see a creative river of life come out from the heavens. And wherever this creative river goeth, everything that's dead will live. You will see that river break off and go half to the Dead Sea, half to the Great Sea. For it will flow against the king of Tyre in this hour. I will break that king. And I will break his reins from the earth. You will see these things. And greater. Because I have gone into the Father to receive these things for you. You will see greater than the early day. In the early rain, you'll receive and see greater because I went into the Father and received this on your behalf. Brori brondas. Thank you, Lord, for all your glory. I'm so caught up with you. Thank you for the forging. Thank you for this day where so many have marched into a new place. Thank you, O King of Glory, for your angels that encompass this house to keep us. Thank you for your glory that keep us, our families keep us. Keep us protected. Keep our mind and our heart and our spirit. Keep us under the shadow of your wing. Bless today the forerunner blessings. Let favor come out. Forerunner favor. Forerunner blessing. Forerunner glory. Forerunner divine. Signs, miracles, and wonders. For the realms of the earth must follow us into the victory now. We are not bound by circumstantial time. We can move into truth now. It's a day of truth. Oh, I see it. My eyes are being flooded with the glory of it. A whole generation will grasp this. As soon as that manna shows up in the earth, that demonstration, they're going to want to know. But you know, saith the Lord, you already know. You've been with me in the journey. I stood in the finish line knowing you would come to this day before you ever started. In the days of your brokenness, in the days of your weepings, in the days you laid in a pool of blood, I saw this day of victory. And I'm going to stand in another part of what you consider future. A truth that's already been given, the day of the manifested crown. And when you arrive to that day, I'll say, I saw you in the beginning. And then I'm going to stand in front of you again and show you how I win. I will never, ever lose a battle if you do it my way. You will always emerge in a state of victory and dominion. All that has been stolen in one day will be restored. One of your earthly days, I'll restore all the enemy stole in a lifetime. One earthly day, I'll fully restore it in one day's time. It will not be about your needs anymore, because your needs will be so insatiably met that abundance will be pouring out from you at such an unprecedented level. You will never have to be concerned about the needs of you, yours. It'll be about then my needs. I am blessing you beyond your capacity to receive. It's going to break out. You will not be able to contain it. I'm standing with you as the King of Glory. Am I not going to manifest my crown the way I did for David, the way I did for Solomon? Am I not going to manifest my blessing the way I did for the patriarchs? Am I going to bring you to the birth and promise you like the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but not give you anything? I have come to give you all things. Whew. Amen. Golly. Woo! Let's give him glory. Hallelujah.